how can you double your leads without driving any more traffic? So what's the current problem? Current problem is you don't have a big enough email list. If you had more people on your email list, you would make more money from your email marketing. Whatever you're currently making from your email marketing, if you don't change anything about it, you keep it all exactly the same, but you just get a bigger email list, then you're going to get more results. Hello, and welcome to the Art of Selling Online Courses. We're here to share winning strategies and secret hacks from top performers in the online course industry. My name is John Ainsworth, and today is going to be a solo episode. We're going to be talking today about how to 2x your leads without driving any more traffic. Now, before we dive into this topic, I want to talk you through what you can get from us in terms of support for free. In order to improve your course business, what we can do is Martina from my team has started doing these video funnel reviews. Now, if you want to get your funnel, your sales page, your checkout page reviewed by Martina, then go to pimpyourfunnel.com, which I just adore as a URL, and fill in the form. It's going to ask you a few different details there, about 10 questions, I think. Fill it in, and we're going to choose somebody to actually go and do this for. We normally sell these for $1,000 each, but we're going to give some away to listeners of this show. So go there, fill it in, and we're going to give 10 of these away this month to people who go and fill it in. And we do these regularly. So even if you listen to this later on, still go fill it in. Go to pimpyourfunnel.com, get the free report from Martina, from my team. Now into the episode. So how can you double your leads without driving any more traffic? So what's the current problem? Current problem is you don't have a big enough email list. If you had more people on your email list, you would make more money from your email marketing. Whatever you're currently making from your email marketing, if you don't change anything about it, you keep it all exactly the same, but you just get a bigger email list, then you're going to get more results. Now, is it 2x email list equals 2x results? Probably not exactly, right? But something kind of like that. Maybe it's 1.5x as much revenue, 1.8, whatever it is, right? So a normal opt-in rate for SEO traffic, so website traffic, is about 0.5%. 0.5 to 1% is where most people are at. A good one is 2%. An excellent one is 3 to 5%. So where are you at the moment? Let's do some back of the envelope calculations and figure out what kind of your opt-in rate is. So I'm doing this for website traffic, but you could do the same thing with YouTube visitors, YouTube views as well. The same calculation basically applies, or whatever, you know, whatever you're using, podcast or Instagram or whatever your main traffic source is. So take the number of email subscribers that you get a month, and then take your number of website visitors a month, and then divide email subscribers by the website visitors, then times by 100. So here's an example. Let's say you've got 200 new email subscribers a month and you have 10,000 website visitors a month. So you take 200, you divide by 10,000, you times by 100, it gives you 2. That's 2%. That's the answer. Now, if you're doing it with YouTube, do the same calculation, but take the subscribers and divide it by the monthly views that you've got on YouTube. And an average, a really good one on YouTube, is about 1% of views, whereas on website traffic, it's about 2 to 3%. So figure out your number. Figure out what your number is. If it's with Instagram, good one is probably more like about 0.5%, something like that, from Instagram subscribers. Podcasts, I don't have the calculation for, but that's the kind of range that you're looking for. Find out what it is, and we're going to talk today about how to make that number go up. And in fact, I'm going to talk you through how we managed to get somebody up to a 7.5% when we work with them. So what are the steps to go through here? So we had this guy that we're working with, David from Paintable, paintable.cc. And they had already got a pretty good opt-in rate. They were like 100 blog posts published. Opt-in rate was already 3.5%. And they were getting about 600-ish subscribers a month. And so that was great, right? Really, really good already. But we were like, can we make this better? Now, we'd already built the email marketing system for them. We'd built out the whole kind of funnel. And we'd helped him have a massive launch, like a couple $100,000. Nearly doubled his monthly recurring revenue. So the next goal was increase the number of leads, so the whole thing works better. So the steps to get there: improve the lead magnet, put the lead magnet in front of more people, and minimize distractions. Not rocket science. There's a lot of little steps to it, but I'm going to talk you through them today. So step one, improve the lead magnet. So ideally, you want to have a custom lead magnet for your homepage, and that's what we did with them. What we found was the lead magnet they had wasn't compelling enough. In order for a lead magnet to be really compelling, you want to make it ultra specific. You want to make it about one big thing, should speak to a known desired end result, should shift the relationship and make them think of you as more of a An expert have a high perceived value and high actual value, give them immediate gratification and rapid consumption. So we brainstormed a bunch of ideas, and it takes a lot of time to create all of these different lead magnets. So there's a really interesting idea actually that we got from this guy, Christopher Sutton. He's a friend of mine. He runs Musical U. I think it's musical-u.com. And what he did, this isn't just for his homepage, this was for specific blog posts, but he actually would do a PDF download of specific blog posts that people could get, and actually got a really, really good opt-in rate. And so it's fascinating, right? Because they could just read the article on the internet anytime, but getting the PDF download, they quite like the idea of. So that one worked really well. But with going back to Paintable, theirs was 10 free tutorials. And that's pretty good. But what we changed it to, because that has a decent level of, it's not ultra specific, and it's not that high perceived value to a lot of people, the 10 free tutorials. It's good. But what we, and it didn't have immediate gratification and rapid consumption. So what we changed it to was for them to get free downloads of these paintbrushes that you could actually use within, they do like digital painting. So you use within one of these digital painting programs like Photoshop. And so it matched more of the criteria and therefore allowed them to increase the opt-in rate from the lead magnet. So next step was then to put the lead magnet in front of more people. So what do you do? What does that mean? Where do you put it? Well, you want to add the lead magnet to every blog post. Start with the most popular ones and then work your way down over time. If you've got lots of them, add it as a pop-up, add inline sections within the blog post and add it to the sidebar. So start off with the most popular blog posts. If you've got 10 blog posts altogether, this is really easy, right? If you've got 1,000, this takes a lot of time. They had 100. So first step was to go through Google Analytics and find which blog posts are the most popular, put them in order. Relatively straightforward to do. You just go to, I'm going to double check because this might be, I might be out of date here. I don't want to give you the old style way of looking at this. You want to go to behavior and then site content and then all pages. That's what it is in old Google Analytics. Anyway, there's GA4 out now, so it might be slightly different. You want to basically just find all pages. If your blog post pages have got /blog at the beginning of it, then put /blog into the search about halfway down the page. And that's going to then give you which, only the blog pages, and then you just see which are the most popular top to bottom and look at it over a long period of time. Don't just look at the last week, look over the last 6 months, something like that. So that gives you top to bottom and start with the most popular and work your way down. And so what do you do with that once you've got all this figured out, which pages to work on? So we add these inline sections. So what that basically means is it's like a graphic, like an ad within the blog post that's promoting your lead magnet. So it looks on brand. It's like you get your regular designer to do it. If you have a regular designer, we'll find someone who will fit, follow your brand guidelines. And you get them to design like an ad for your lead magnet, do ones with different images, ones with different bullet points, what have you. And that's going to then give you things that you can put within each of the blog posts. And what we did was we had one top, middle, and bottom. If something was a long blog post, 2,000 words, we'd put one at the top, one in the middle, one at the bottom of it. And if someone clicked on that, it brought up the pop-up. And I forget what software we were using for that, but a lot of the different kind of lead magnet or opt-in software, Opt-in Monster, for example, would allow you to set up these kind of pop-ups. And whenever someone clicked one of those, it brought up the pop-up, and the pop-up had in it like a little summary again of the lead magnet. And then somebody would add their email address in and then sign up. And that's it. And we would phrase that by saying, join our newsletter and get our 28 portrait brushes as a free welcome gift. So the thing they are doing is signing up for the newsletter, and this is a welcome gift, rather than saying, get our portrait brushes and then automatically sign them up for the newsletter. They have to know what it is they're choosing to do at this point. So that allowed us to get it in front of more people, which is great. The next one was the minimize distraction. So any other links and call to actions that are less relevant, we got rid of them. So the main thing with online course sales is getting people onto your email list first, and then you make the promotion through the email list. So anything that was promoting the courses directly, anything else that was irrelevant, just get rid of that and have the focus be on the lead magnets. One action, multiple call to action buttons all lead to that one action, and that was to download the lead magnet, the brushes. And that reduced distraction, made it really simple, no confusion for people. And those, a combination of those things that we did, the better lead magnet, put the lead magnet more places, reduced distractions, allowed us to go from 3.5% before to, I said 7.5, I think I slightly over exaggerated, it was 6.7% afterwards, which means like nearly twice as many leads. The next step then was an exit intent pop-up and then creating unique lead magnets for the most popular blog post. Like I said, that was the idea, test out what if we put the article as a PDF that someone could download directly. Now, this wasn't a one-off. This is like the normal kind of response we get. Most people haven't got 3.5% to start with and going up to 6.7. Most people are starting at 0.5 and we're getting them up to 1-2%, that kind of thing. But whichever it is still getting you twice as many, sometimes more than twice as many leads. We had one client where we've got 50 times as many leads because they also weren't using their social media to promote their lead magnets and they had a big social media following. So we did this on the website and that got us from like 100 to 800 opt-ins per week. And then we put links to the lead magnets on all of the social media as well. So where you put the links to the lead magnet on social media varies, but I'll talk you through a couple of ideas with it. So in a YouTube video, what you want to do is say at the beginning of it, at the end, I'm going to tell you about how you can get a guide that goes, that's going to help you with this in even more detail. At the end, you promote the lead magnet and then you put that in the description. And sometimes, I need to just double check, but sometimes you also put it into the first comment. I'm going to pull this up and...
Hello, lovely students.
Apologies for that. So if we look at, if you go, what I'm looking at now is English with Lucy. And this is one of our clients. And if we look at some of her videos, you're going to see there's a description and that's got links to the different, to the lead magnet in there. And that is the place to put it. But if you're doing it on Instagram, you want to pin it as the first comment. I think I'm saying that correctly. So wherever it is, you want to be putting the lead magnet mentioned in the video. If it's in Instagram, do it as every 10th post is a graphic promoting the lead magnet, put it into the pinned comment, put it into the description, all of these different places. And that allows you to increase your opt-in rate dramatically if your social media has got like a, you know, big following. If it's website traffic, then do the stuff that I already said. And that's basically, that's the bulk of it. Obviously, there's a lot of details to actually setting this up. You know, what software do you use and what have you? I'm making sure you figure out what is going to be a really good lead magnet for you. If you need help with that, obviously get in touch with us, datadrivenmarketing.co. But hopefully this is enough that you can just take this and run with it and make what you've got a lot better and grow your email list way faster. Hope that is useful. If you want more episodes like this, then please hit subscribe and then you'll get updates wherever it is that you are. And yeah, hopefully this is helpful and I will talk to you soon.